Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest says he is mandated to transform generations through biblical and spiritual intelligence, helping people discover their identity in Christ and find purpose. He is a pastor, worship leader, life coach, husband, entrepreneur, and author. His books include Oasis for Living, 12 Impenetrable Armories of Uncommon Champions, Made Faithified, and Spiritual Reconditioning. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ugo Akpara. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you.
It's just a privilege to have you here.
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate you being here because I have to hear your story, of course. And this thing, you are mandated to transform generations through biblical and spiritual intelligence. I have to know why. What's the story behind this?
I grew up like, you know, every other person who grew up in the church. I see a little bit of mix up here, especially when it comes to interpretation of scripture. I've seen people misuse it, and I've seen people, especially those in the place of leadership and who have influence over people in the body of Christ, misuse it, you know, lure people into a dark place. And scripture is depending on who actually is within influence, they can use it for whatever actually, you know, they want to use it for, you know. And that one of the reason why, you know, Jesus gave us gifts according to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 is for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, said we will all come to the fullness of the stature of the knowledge of the Son of God. So God's intention is for us to understand, come to a place where we are no longer people who can be tossed to and fro. People can be able to interpret scripture as it was meant to be interpreted, okay, not taking it out of context. And number two, I've actually realized also that there has been a struggle between how to interpret the old covenant. And basically, most things that are taught in the in church today, mostly, but I'm beginning to see a transition gradually. And that's why I use the word, and I've heard people use it too, the re-evangelization of the church. Because until recently, we have been, even though we have been in the new covenant, we have been trying to operate from the old. And you go to most churches that are teaching from, I'm not saying we can, you'll see what is written in the old is supposed to be a shadow pointing us to the new. Okay. But a lot of people stay in the shadow and they want the shadow to actually bring about the power of God. And what it does is that it actually makes the word of God of none effect. It's not like though the word of God is not powerful, it's not as though that the word of God is not, does not have the ability to transform us. The reason why it seems like it does not work sometimes is because we actually walk in the shadow. So I see all those things, and then sometimes you go to people and you ask questions and they don't give you the kind of answer that you actually you want to probably what you are expecting to hear, a clarification, understanding. I see a lot of people who are really genuinely interested in knowing about God, but because of the confusion out there, you know, they just, you know, just stay where they are and nothing happens. It's like people playing church. So God placed it in my heart, you know, to do something about it. Make sure that to make the Bible, especially in the New Testament covenant, make it as practical as possible, make it as enlightening, especially for the people of my generation, as possible. You get it? So I don't get to hear people say, oh, the word of God is boring. It's not boring. Listen, it's just because of problem of understanding. If you understand the word, you find out that it's very, very exciting to go through. So to make it as much as possible as practical, bring it down to the level of the common man that they will be able to comprehend, okay, and apply it to their practical life. And when we get to that level, then you start experiencing transformation, okay? So that's exactly why God mandated me that. And number two, I'm like a kind of a bridge builder. I appreciate people for having denomination in the church, but I am not an advocate for such. Okay, everybody, I you can have your style, you can have your approach on how you actually, bring your message across, but Jesus Christ is the same.
Yes,
Jesus
amen.
Christ is, Jesus Christ is not different. So I am trying to, one mandate, another mandate that God gave me is to kind of bridge the gap, to build a bridge among all the of the body of Christ. And that's not just only in the word of God or teaching, but also in the area of worship. I'm beginning to see that happen, okay, as a matter of fact. So these are the things that I have been mandated to do. But I recently registered my ministry here in the States and called Shift Generation Network. And it's a transforming generation. And we the mandate covers three areas. The first is ministry, the second is business, and the third is education. Okay, so so those are my passion, and these are the things that all the time, God have placed in my heart that drive me, that wakes me up, that when I wake up with them, that I think about all the time. And when the era of ministry, equipping people, mentoring them, teaching them the word, let them becoming well-rounded, okay, growing and being empowered to be able, if God lead them towards ministry, why not? They go there and then they go and teach a sound doctrine. And in the area of entrepreneurship, we want to go because the Bible said the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and it shall reign forever and ever. So I believe God wants to go into that terrain. He wants to raise up young men, young women who will go into the business world, okay, having the mind of the kingdom to transform the world. So, and how do they do this? I believe God, that's also in the pipeline. It's a long-term goal that I intend to have, people who are actually in that line, who have the experience, who come and mentor young men and young women, to go into business kingdom way, okay, and then also have them access the relevant fund that they need to be able to do the business. And as well, the third one is education. I know I have to see myself through school. I have to pay out of pocket. And while I went to school, a couple of times I had to sell, go on the street of Lagos, Nigeria, to sell books to my clients and to make sure that I was able to raise up enough money to pay my tuition. And there was times I had to be in class, and because I hadn't paid my tuition yet, I would be chased out when exam was, we're about to write the mid semester exams and stuff like that. So it affected my, my GPA a little bit, but I was very, very determined that I wanted. I'm passionate about education, so I don't want people to go through that. Through that the same route that I actually went through. You can be educated, and when you are educated and you know the Lord, like Apostle Paul, you will become a powerful asset. So I want to help the young people access in the long term scholarship to go to the school of their choice, any school that they want to go, their dream, to make sure their dreams are fulfilled. So these are the three areas: ministry, business, and education.
So we are very much kindred spirits. I have a children's ministry. I am in the process of building an online university for children. I call it Empowerment University for Children, where we're bringing together teachers from all across the world to provide classes for children. So we are in the process of that. We haven't completed it, but we are very much kindred spirits in that we
Amen.
like what you were talking about, the practical ability of God's word. And I think a lot of times people forget about that. They think about God, of course, God is holy and he communicates with us in the spirit. But we still live in this world and we have to apply it practically. When you think about Jesus feeding the 5,000, he had the two fish, the five loaves. When he had that, he started with what he had and then expanded it. He prayed and God answered his prayer, but he started with what
Amen.
he had. And so I think a lot of times people forget that we have to be able to look at the practical side of things. And I think a lot of times because we don't see that the word of God is practical, we don't take it into the workplace. We don't take it. We don't see
Very true.
the point of it, because, oh, they want me to be like this. But really, a lot of success is really attributed to the mandates that God gives us about order, timeliness, those things, you can use all of those things toward your success in the workplace, toward your success in school. But like you said, a lot of people, they what you said, it's the shadow of the Old Testament. Who wants to live in the shadow? Let's live in the light.
That's the truth. You know, it just sometimes baffles me, and sometimes like I say, Lord, when I watch certain things on what I social media on TV, and I hear certain things, and it just like sometimes it want to get to me, but I have to just come because I have the fruit of the Spirit. And sometimes I look at it from the perspective, oh, you were there sometimes ago. Okay, just be patient, you will get there. And I'm just like myself, I'm still a work in the process. There's some things that I'm discarding, they will also get there. Mm-hmm. So that's how it is. So we don't want to live in shadow, we want to live in the light. Yeah. Okay, until we come to the light, we'll not experience. Now you're talking about you mentioned about, you know, bringing Christ, bringing the kingdom into our workplace, into our business place. We don't have two worlds. Okay, this earth, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God gave us this earth to manage. We cannot leave this earth over to some other people. It's okay, we're waiting for the coming of the Lord. No, we can do. He said, "The meek will he give the earth." And one of my role models in the scripture and Bible is Daniel. And why Daniel is my role model is because if you look at how he was able to hold on to his integrity.
Yes.
He was able to hold on to his faith and yet was able to serve in a very, very, very unpleasant terrain. He served Nebuchadnezzar. He served under the grandson. He served under, is it Darius or so? These were brutal kingdoms, and yet he was promoted instead of demoted. He was respected. Yes. Okay, he was honored. And yet this guy wasn't compromising. So it's possible for us to be Christian and yet be able to thrive in a secular world. Whatever we call it, we can. We can't say, oh, they hate me. No, you can't. You can't succeed in a place you make, whatever you call it. You know, when we come to a place and say, you know what, ministry is not until I actually go to church. Ministry is not until when I take my Bible and evangelize. Mm-hmm. No, I can make this place a ministry. I'm telling you, we'll begin to experience the kind of transformation and the kind of impact that we, the church, you know, have been called to make.
Yeah, if you're Christian, you're Christian, no matter where you are.
That's it.
No matter where you are.
Thank you for listening to part one of our interview with special guest Ugo Akpara. In this interview, we talked about the importance of walking in the light, taking Christ with us everywhere we go, the practical ability of applying God's word to our life. In our next part, with special guest Ugo Akpara, we're going to talk about his books. Stay tuned. We can't wait till you hear it.